Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I played 6 times and I took 5 prizes.
Oh,
that were good. Mm. Yeah. The never seen much here, said. Never.
No.
The first year I come.
Ah.
Well, others wouldn't go.
No.
They wouldn't go to play, and they Charlie come up to me. Well, that was in the old man's time.
Ah, I know.
Charlie come up to me and he says, Albert, he says, will you go to play to, he says, after tomorrow, the playing match? I says, well, I said, I never see a rig, he said. Not here, not a prize rig.
No.
And so he says, well, others won't go, but he said, I shall like a team, because he says, we're coming all on our farm, do you see? So I said, oh, I'll go. He says, it won't matter whether you get a prize or not.
No.
I got the second that year.
Oh.
Yes, first year to start win. And I took 5 then out of the 6, so I didn't do bad.
Yeah.
I say, when you come to look back, though, it's a rum and added.
There used to be some teams here that time of day. 70-some-down, Clarence. I'm glad when they were 22 in that class time or two. My brother played in it when they were 33 entrants.
Mm.
And look at the crossroads that time. In Griffin Field, the corner.
The corner close.
Yes.
And
Wagoners and
that's right.
All England just around the Exon Road a little way in that field.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Well, we'll see how they all get on. Put loads in there to go. I could do a bit of plowing now.
Well, he talks about going in the sun.
We gotta go, both others. Oh, no card horses now.
Oh, they're all gone.
All gone. Killed them and done them there in the war and they eat them all.
Used to be a good lot here, didn't they?
Used to be a lot of horses here. It used to be a wonderful place for them. And now there's a lot more down the fens.
Oh, yes.
They can't have the tractors down there.
Can't use the tractors all the same.
Well, you often see a lot that way, don't
you? Well, you see, it's such light land, and then it all blows like...
The dust blows down it.
And fills the dogs. Before I come up here, I was... weeks and weeks and weeks we were cleaning dogs out. Me and 2 more chaps.
Well, you see, they used to grow the roots in the winter for the sheep. You would cut sheep and cut them like.
Yes,
we used to know them that way.
You see, grave them all down in the road, and the tops used to grow out
the
leaves. My God, they were lovely.
Nice greens, and the spring of the year.
Oh, they were beautiful,
weren't they? Yes. I was at the George Farm, and we cooked there for 690 yards. We had over 1,000 sheep, 1,100, I think. You see something then, you know.
Yes.
1,100 sheep and about 300 beasts. You were a good dog, that one, though. Couldn't bite no sheep.
No.
But he would walk like a nigger.
Them are English dogs were good
dogs. Rough poops they were, aren't they?
They're rough
ones. Ah, good dogs. Also had some very good ones. Black and tan, like. Scotch.
Of course, I've been used to dogs all my life.
Yes.
My old dad used to breed these grill dogs, grill hounds. He sold one once to Hudson, and it won the Waterloo Cup. He had some wonderful dogs. My old dad did.
Yes. My dad had a good shepherd, and I used to laugh, and I know, boy. And dad was a shepherd, you know. He used to lay behind his armchair, and I had a jackdaw. And this old jackdaw used to come in the house, you know, and get in the night, and I had him a young one, you know, around him, and he'd nip under the table and around and get under dad's chair on the spin, get hold of the old dog's tail and pull it. And I used to laugh. And man didn't know what, and the old dog kept getting up, you know, and turning around. At last he says, "What the devil's the matter with you? Why don't you lay still? Put it in about.
didn't know the old jackdaw was pulling the stick. And he gets side on him. He says, the mother...